Chapter 1. To remove fingerprints and smears from stainless steel surfaces, wipe with a little baby oil on a clean cloth. The first text appeared while I was showing the Peterson family around what the rest of the office had taken to calling the Doom Barn, and which I was currently calling a unique combination of rural tradition and ultra-modern comfort. It was certainly unique. Blackberry Barn was a hulking conversion that looked unnervingly like Darth Vader in photographs, no matter what angle we tried to take them from. It was huge. It was clad in dark Siberian larch, and it was hard to make a positive of the original owner's decision to build the conservatory around a stone cider press the size of a small car instead of removing it. But if anyone could shift this unfortunately located, overpriced aircraft hangar of a home, it was me. So far, the viewing had been going to plan. I'd started in the impressive kitchen diner, which ran almost the full length of the barn, and their reactions had been as I'd anticipated. Steve Peterson had nodded thoughtfully at the concealed appliances, while his wife Catherine warmed to the clinical smoothness of everything, once I'd mentioned how easy it was to clean. I was reeling off the mod cons when I was interrupted by the message alert. Robin, we need to talk. No name, no recognisable number. I swallowed as my brain flipped hurriedly through several possibilities. Had Diana, the office manager, opened my secret filing drawer, the one where my paperwork was concealed for urgent sorting? Or was it Cleo, complaining about the state of a client's house? Some of the end-of-tenancy cleaning jobs I put her way were a bit hard-going. But she had her own ringtone alert on my phone, and she never texted me when she could call and yell directly into my ear. Or was it Johnny, from the office, trying to put me off my stride? That was more likely. Our manager, Dean, was offering a prize for the first person to get an offer on the table for the Doom Barn. As the Petersons inspected the soft-closed triple oven, my guilty conscience slid sideways to a couple of long shots. Tyler, the conveyancer I'd had a few dinners with, then ghosted several months ago? Or Doug, ditto, but antique dealer? I wasn't great at breakups. Another text followed. How about tomorrow night? I have exciting news on the architect. And then I knew exactly who it was, and my heart corrected its anxious plunge and swooped upwards like a fairground swingboat. It was Mitch Maitland, calling about the secret project. I inadvertently let out a squeak of excitement, and Steve Peterson asked me if everything was all right. I shoved the phone in my pocket and adjusted my expression. Don't think about Mitch right now, I reminded myself as I launched back into presentation mode. Just sell this house. But hearing from Mitch gave my pitch an extra something. Hysterical excitement. I abandoned the explanation of the central hoovering system and went for the emotional approach instead. You know, I probably shouldn't have favourite properties, I confided. But what I really love about this place is that it's a real year-round home. I gestured towards the garden. It's stunning now in the spring with that cherry blossom by the front door, and the outdoor kitchen is fabulous in summer, but winters would be so cosy in here too. You've got the height for a full-size Christmas tree in here and one in the hall, with your own holly and ivy from the orchard. I knew there was holly, ivy and mistletoe in the orchard because we'd been trying to sell Blackberry Barn since last August. It was now April. And hopbines along the oak beams, Catherine exclaimed, as if she could suddenly see them, and we nodded happily, me most of all. I could tell that the Petersons were almost convinced that they and this cavernous barn were an ideal match. Catherine seemed taken with the barn's aspirational entertaining area, her hand lingering on the black quartz work surface that the previous viewer had said in feedback made the kitchen look like a goth operating theatre. Steve had agreed with me that the timber-framed garden room would make an impressive backdrop for his Zoom calls and that the cellar was ideal for a hobby cave, say, for example, a massive train set. It was perfect for them. Perfect. None of the above was a coincidence.